This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The man who allegedly shot a cook at a Waffle House in Aurora after being asked to wear a mask has been charged with attempted murder. Kevin Watson was reportedly a regular there and threatened employees with a gun after being told he must wear a mask to order takeout. Watson allegedly returned to the restaurant the next day and shot a cook who said he would not serve him. The cook survived and is recovering. Watson is out on bail. Families hope to know by Monday whether summer camps can open in Colorado. That's when Governor Polis expects to announce new health guidance. Jeff Cheely runs Cheely Colorado Camps in Estes Park. If he opens, he says camp won't be like last summer. Instead, children will be in smaller groups.
Almost like a home unit. Those campers would stay together, and so you're limiting your exposure.
But some camps have already decided to not open. They're uncertain they could guarantee safety around COVID-19. And a bird that had all but disappeared from the state is slowly making a comeback. Lesser prairie chickens were largely wiped out due in part to the loss of grasslands and severe weather. But 4 years ago, biologists started working with the state of Kansas to relocate and release more than 400 of these birds in eastern Colorado. Colorado Parks and Wildlife officials now say they've discovered some offspring of those transplanted birds. Highs near 80 for Denver today, but rain is likely through the holiday. You're listening to CPR News.